Bless him. Have you not seen that film? Oh, it's wonderful. It's one of those films where you grab a box of popcorn, sit down with the grandchildren, and then think, is this really happening?
Follow Siren on Twitter at Siren FM.
Now, talking of is this really happening, I've got with me an elf mistress.
Well, I've been called other things, but yeah, I'll take that. That'll be fine.
Good afternoon, Dawn. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
It's not a problem. It's always a pleasure having an elf mistress in.
That is so going to stick now.
Well, I couldn't think of a better title for you today. You know, you've been many things. Chaos. I mean, let's just clarify why you're an elf mistress, because otherwise people begin to think I've become somewhat debaucherous. Chaos has got Elf the Musical this autumn.
We have indeed. We are going to be live at the New Theatre Royal in Lincoln from the 10th to the 18th of November with Elf the Musical, which is based on Elf the film. So Christmas starts early in Lincoln this year.
And, well, I'm just thinking, yeah, I mean, what's the latest then on Buddy? I mean, because, as his mistress, get this one out, we're going to get into serious trouble, I can see this, we're going to be fun. But where are you in the production process? Because, I mean, we say Christmas, but people say you're not allowed to mention the C word until August, and here we are, just the end of May, and we're talking Christmas already.
Well, my apologies to the listeners.
Hey, don't apologise, you know.
Yeah, Christmas is a great time of year, and we all love it. And when Chaos got the opportunity to do Elf the Musical as a committee, we just jumped at it. It was like, what's not to love? And the New Theatre Royal Lincoln have been very supportive of our choice, as always. And yeah, we've got
well
our
done
launch
New Theatre Royal, by the way. Then
yeah, we love them. They always support us greatly, and we love the team there. So we have our launch evening tomorrow night.
I know.
And this is at the Theatre Royal in Lincoln. And this is from, she says, just having a look very quickly, this is, I think, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the New Theatre Royal. And we would love to see as many people as possible come along.
Now, when you say you're having a launch, in what way? Is this the auditions? Is this saying, look, we're going to put this on, folks, this is what we're going to do? What's going to happen at the launch? Are you offering bubbly and canaps, as they say?
No. Nope. This is a chance for those listeners that have always thought, oh, I'd love to do something like that. And it's a chance for you to come along and meet us. Meet the committee, meet the fantastic production team, the director, David Taylor, the musical director, Kevin Richardson, and just find out what it's all about, how you can be involved. It's not all singing, it's not all dancing. We've got an army of volunteers that help us put our shows on. And, you know, come along. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Now, when you say come along, what can you find out? What would you find out when you get there? Because, I mean, interestingly enough, my 8-year-old granddaughter, who's currently not in the country, has given me instructions to attend tomorrow evening.
Wise girl.
Well, I know. Frightening, isn't it? You know? But I'm wondering, what would I... If I come along, could I end up in a frock on the stage, as
You're
they
saying
say?
If like it's a question.
Well, I know.
When you come along, David.
Yeah, I know. Granddaughter's told me I've got no choice. Thank you, Dawn.
No, when you come along, you're going to take a seat in the auditorium. It's not auditions. It's not scary. It's just warm. It's friendly. You get to meet us. Get to meet people that have been in the society, some of us for many years. Get to meet the production team. They will tell you about what the production's going to be, when auditions are going to be, what roles are up for audition, and what roles are also available backstage.
Now, you talk about a show, and we all know how, doing a show can be time-consuming. But what's the sort of time commitment if someone comes along and says, I just like to be in the chorus, or I just want a small part? What's the sort of time commitment involved?
Our production team work really closely with our production secretary, Linda, who is just a genius, and she takes on so much work.
Afternoon, Linda, the genius.
Linda is just, she's one of the strongest members of the society. She keeps us all in our place, and she's lovely.
She
sounds like an ogre, but she's lovely.
Is this your dominatrix to go with the other mistress?
That's a different society.
Oh, sorry, got that wrong.
Yeah. No, what happens is we are anticipating having our audition weekend on the 24th, 25th of June. And that's for people who would like to have a singing part, a speaking part. We anticipate rehearsals will be twice a week, Sunday for 3 hours in the afternoon and then Thursday evenings for 3 hours. That's as much as we anticipate.
Now, I'm just thinking, because a lot of youngsters listen to this show, and a lot also grandparents, and they're going to be saying, that's 6 hours a week for a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old. That's a lot of hours.
We do have restrictions on how long children can be there. They have licensed breaks. We're fully chaperoned as well to make sure that they do get their breaks in a timely manner.
So that you DBS checked and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is done by the letter, and all the paperwork, everything's done completely correctly. We have to, as an amateur society that's run professionally, we have to make sure that that's done. But we've just done School of Rock, which has had kids coming out of everywhere. And they've loved it. I mean, some of them, bless them, they'd had SATS week the week of the show. And some parents said it was quite a good distraction for them. So, yes, it's hard work. You get in professional music tuition. You get in professional acting advice. It's great. It's just another string to their bow.
Let's take a break for some music. Here's 21 Pilots and a bit of Hype.
Sometimes I feel cold, even paralyzed. My interior world needs to sanitize. I've got to step through or I'll dissipate. I'll record my step through for my basement tapes. Nice to know.
Side. I don't believe the hype, and you know.
21 Pilots and the Hype. Hype isn't really what we're talking. I've got with me Dawn Wilson, who is the organiser from Chaods. We've called her the Elf Mistress today because it fits quite nicely, because Elf the Musical is what Chaods will be doing in the autumn. I'm just thinking, potential thespians, you know, what roles are going to be up for grabs? What roles are there coming up when you do the auditions?
Every single role is up for grabs. We never pre-cast, so it doesn't matter whether you've been in the society for 20 years, 2 years, or are new to the society. It's open house. If you're good for the role's yours.
Now, Elf, the musical, is about Buddy.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, presumably Buddy has got to be able to sing and to dance a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he's going to be a boy.
Maybe.
Ah. So are we going to do the sort of panto thing where the leading man is a lady and the leading lady is a man and that sort of thing?
Not intentionally. No.
Right.
But the production team are very keen that they get the right person for the role of Buddy. So if that's male, female, gender neutral, doesn't matter. If they're good enough for the role is theirs.
And if you've got people, I mean, I'm thinking there'll be parents listening now and people thinking, and maybe even adults as well, thinking, it's all well and good saying yes and getting a part. What's it going to cost me? How much is it going to cost to be a member?
Okay, so to be a member of Chaods, the membership fee is just £30. That's for the year.
That's per annum.
Yep. And then if you are successful in getting into the show, the show fee is just £50. So that is an awful lot of tuition and an awful lot of guidance and coaching for just £80. And yes, they can be paid in instalments. We're all fully aware of how tight things are at the moment, so we can set up an instalment plan. If you want to audition but not take the plunge and become a full member just yet, just pay £5 on audition day. That's all. If you just then decide to become a member, your £5 comes off the audition, the membership fee.
I'm trying to clarify then. So if you turn up on when you announce audition, and we'll get you back to say when the auditions are, you pay your fiver on the day, because if you go in and pay £30 and then you don't get the role, you might feel a bit aggrieved.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay a fiver on the day to try.
Yeah.
I'm thinking youngsters, and I'm looking at, well, I suppose we ought to ask, how young is the youngsters? What's the starting age?
We want playing ages between 8 and 15 for this show. So there might be some junior members who look 8, but maybe aren't. And there might be those who are lucky enough to look 15, but aren't.
Like yourself.
Oh, yes, yeah, I wish.
Yes.
So, yeah, and then obviously we've got the strong adults chorus. We've got lots of adult roles as well, male, female, and kids as well.
Now, the other thing, of course, is you said Sunday afternoons, 2 till 5, Thursday evenings. What if someone has a commitment already? Say they're working and they'd like to be involved. Can they still be involved?
We're an amateur group, so all of us have got lives outside of Chaods. We're not professionals. So we will try and work around you. So we've got people that have had shift patterns, that have worked done School of Rock and previous shows. So, yeah, come and talk to us. That's the advice. Don't let your working patterns put you off coming to say hello, coming to see what we can do.
Now, what else? Is there anything else that you ought to be aware of before you turn up tomorrow evening? I mean, anything that you can share with people that might encourage them to turn up, Dawn?
Yeah, prepare to be surrounded by enthusiastic people. Lots of smiles. There's going to be lots of air kissing, no doubt, from people, because we've been
Weeks. It's going to be one of those nights.
The show School of Rock finished 2 weeks ago, so we're anticipating that an awful lot of the cast are going to come back. So please don't be put off by this, because next year you'll be doing exactly the same. You'll be part of the family. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of commitment. But I can't think of any other way to have such great fun with like-minded people.
Says she, the elf mistress. Yes.
And Lincoln Levinson
was taken off air. Yes, there we go. It's all right. For those of you in black and white, she really is red. Now, just let's remind people, tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock, this is a hello, get to know you session, yes?
It is indeed, yeah. So it's a chance for us to really, we've put School of Rock to bed now. We loved it. It was a great success. But now School of Rock is history. And now, on with the new, on with Elf the Musical.
Just another thought just went through my mind before I let you go. You said Thursday evenings. We talked Sundays 2 till 5, but Thursday evenings, what's rehearsal time? Because I'm thinking that's a school night for children.
It is, 7 till 10. But I know when we did School of Rock, the children were generally gone by about 9:30.
But if you've got an 8, a 9, a 10-year-old, that's quite late. You know, they should be in bed by 8.
It's one night a week. They cope with it better than you think.
Yeah, I'm thinking with Mum and Dad cope with it. It's not what I was thinking more. I know the children will.
There'll be no arguments getting them to bed because they'll be worn out. There you go. Every cloud.
Every cloud has a silver lining. So at 7 o'clock tomorrow, front entrance or stage door?
Oh, yeah. Front entrance. Front entrance. Yep.
And you just come along and say, you've come to meet Buddy.
Yeah, we'll be... We haven't found him yet.
Well,
or
right.
Her yet.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, but come see the elf mistress then.
Come and see the elf mistress. She'll be on the door.
Yes. And the show itself's going to be...
Yeah, Theatre Royal, November the 10th to the 18th of November.
That's a lot of shows that they'll be doing.
Yeah, we just did 10 for School of Rock, so yeah.
Excellent. Dawn, it's always a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much, David.
It's my pleasure. This one is not specifically for you, but I think a lot of people would say this is the sort of thing that might just get involved when you hear it. There are many, many who will say, hang on, this is the sort of thing that could happen if you don't keep an eye on the children.
She opened